Hello and welcome to a special edition of The Post podcast. I'm Hugh O'Connell, political correspondent with the Sunday Business Post, and I'm here with our political editor, Michael Brennan. And we're going to talk today about the presidential election. The polling order has been signed. Nominations are open and the field is getting crowded. We have, I think, over a dozen candidates at this stage. And the latest to enter the race is the businessman and former presidential candidate in 2011, Sean Gallagher. He's a well-known businessman. He founded Smart Homes. He's written the book Secrets to Success. He's a newspaper columnist with a rival newspaper. And of course, a lot of you will remember Sean Gallagher, not just from his presidential bid 7 years ago, but from his spell as a dragon in Dragon's Den, the popular television programme.
For some people, they find karate aggressive and Tai Chi maybe a little slow. I think the balance is controlled aggression. The same as in business. You've got to be passionate, you've got to be focused. It's about defending yourself, it's about moving forward, but it's about doing that in a controlled fashion.
Michael Brennan, he's going again, and that's not really a surprise, is it?
No, it isn't. There's been a sustained campaign for months and months suggesting that Sean Gallagher would be interested again, suggesting that Sean Gallagher was contacting councils about his campaign. And last week, a list of councillors emerging who were prepared to nominate. So that there's some clever planning has gone into this campaign. But it's an intriguing prospect that you have a rerun of the 2011 presidential election, Michael D. Higgins versus Sean Gallagher, the second bout. And Sean Gallagher is a really interesting character. We can hear now a little clip of him doing his entrepreneurship thing where he goes around talking to businesses, giving motivational speeches, and he's quite good at it.
And with regard to the companies I profile, and with regards to the award winners here today and the finalists, if you want me to be great, you must first show me what great looks like.
Okay, so that's a little bit of what Sean Gallagher is all about. And I suppose, you know, he had his spell on Dragon's Den as well, but he really came to prominence in 2011 when he ran for the presidency. And we're just going to have a little listen to this clip here of him running in 2011.
I'm standing in this presidential election because I want to do for community spirit, for enterprise, and for job creation what Mary McAleese has done for peace.
That's right, Hugh. You've heard there that sort of fanfare for Sean Gallagher, the launch of his campaign back 7 years ago. He had a very good story to tell at the time. He was somebody who was lost, at risk of losing his sight at the age of four. He had to have an operation to restore it. He was partially blind for quite a while growing up in Ballyhays and Cavan. He talked about during that campaign, and it connected with people. The guy who was triumphing against adversity, he would take on any challenge and overcome it. You mentioned earlier how he set up Smart Homes. That was quite a successful company during the Celtic Tiger era, installing broadband and phone connections. Then, of course, like so many other businesses, it took a big dip when the recession hit. But he did have an engaging story, very good communicator, and then you're into his big moment in the presidential campaign,
yeah,
which I'm sure you remember as well.
I do, yeah. And we'll get to that in a second, but I just want to touch on something you said there, Michael, in terms of he was very much of his time and of that era, 2011. We were in the bailout. The country was going down the tubes, and the new Fine Gael Labour government had come in and was trying to get it going again, and jobs was a big thing at the time, wasn't it? Because that government was all about trying to create lots and lots of new jobs. And Sean Gallagher, as someone who had created jobs as an entrepreneur, was someone, I suppose, who chimed with an awful lot of people. He was talking about this idea of business, of job creation, really things that the president can't influence, and yet he was able to talk about it in such a way that people who were desperate for employment and people who were desperate for the country to get back on its feet really, really identified with, didn't they?
That's right, and it was a really good theme to
pick.
And exactly as you said, the presidency couldn't create jobs, but he certainly could talk about it as a theme of his presidency. I think then, though, to some extent, his past caught up with him in a very controversial circumstances. You'll hear this clip now in relation to the frontline debate with Pat Kenny. Sean Gallagher is in the lead in the polls, in the Business Post at the time. There was a week to go, and then there was this debate where all of a sudden Pat Kenny started challenging Sean Gallagher about fundraising he'd done before when he was helping out with Fianna Fáil.
I don't want to get involved in this. I don't believe...
there's something you can't put to rest now. Did you get a check from this guy or not?
Well, I have no recollection of getting a check from this guy. I can tell you. Let me explain this very simply.
The man said you want this house, sure.
I explained that there were two or three people that I asked, invited. I don't know the man very well that's in question, so...
No, but hang on a second. You're saying that you went around to a fuel smuggler and all sorts of things and invited him to a Fianna Fáil do?
I'm telling you quite simply, Pat, I was asked...
No, you've labelled him one thing and yet you invited him. So which is it? Or well, are you happy with both?
I'm not aware. I wasn't aware at the time 3 years ago. I'm just making the point that I was asked to pass the information on to local business communities, which I did. I want to say one thing. This is not what the presidential election should be about.
Absolutely. So that effectively put paid to Gallagher's campaign. I remember actually the day after that frontline debate, he went on Pat Kenny's radio programme on RTE, and he was very angry. And it was a side of Sean Gallagher almost that we hadn't seen in the whole campaign, this kind of angry man who was very annoyed at that he'd been effectively what he felt ambushed on this television debate. And Glenna Lynch, the businesswoman who confronted him in the audience, and he was like, who is this woman? What are her political connections? And then Pat Kenny says, well, she's on the phone now. And Glenna came on and said she had no political affiliations. Now, we should say subsequently she ran for the Social Democrats. But Gallagher was very bruised by that experience. And then obviously he lost out. Michael D. Higgins became the ninth president of Ireland. And he thought about, I suppose, vindicating himself and clearing his name. So, I mean, and that took a long time, didn't it?
It did. I remember going to a press conference down near the Grand Canal in Dublin, near the old IDA headquarters with Sean Gallagher, and he announced he was taking legal action against RT over that programme. In short, you know, those events at the time, Sean Gallagher had been raising money for Fianna Fáil, going around getting donations. The donation in question he'd collected was from a man who'd run a fuel company, and that all came up then to say, Sean Gallagher is not what you think he is. He worked with Fianna Fáil. He did work with Fianna Fáil. He was always public about that. He was a private secretary, Rory O'Hanlon, the former health minister. He was actually on the Fianna Fáil National Executive for quite a while. Yeah. So he was connected, and the damage, I suppose, that debate did, not just his response, and as you mentioned, the following day's programme, it was connecting him to Fianna Fáil at a time when they were enormously unpopular. Yes, yeah. And that was hugely damaging for him. But he did recover. He took the libel action. He won. RT made a big settlement with him.
And that was only recently, wasn't it?
That's right. It took years and years. But I think the significant thing for him was he was able to say he was vindicated in that regard. The Sinn Féin, Pat Kinney had said that there was Sinn Féin were going to bring forward, you know, the person involved to challenge him. It was from a fake Twitter account, so it was wrong. RT couldn't defend its position. But Sean Gallagher has always suggested since then that I could have won it if it wasn't for that tweet, and if it wasn't for Frontline. I suppose now we're going to get put the test, but he has put himself back out there, but in a much more controlled way than he did before. And he is also back in business. He set up a company called Clyde Real Estate, where they've bought the old Braun factory in Carlow, for example, and are involved in getting other property. So he's still very much out there as a public figure, but he is now doing what we all thought for a long time he would do, putting himself forward again, effectively, for a rerun of 2011.
Yeah, and so the worst kept secret in Irish politics is now out.
This morning, I'm happy to confirm that I will be seeking a nomination to run in the upcoming presidential election. I will be seeking the support of four local authorities, as laid down under Article 12 of our Constitution.
So that was Sean Gallagher announcing his intention to seek a nomination for the presidency, just as he did in 2011. He's going down the local authority route, so he's looking for four local authorities, which is what he needs under Article 12 of the Constitution to endorse his nomination. And he seems pretty positive that he has the support. I know from talking to people that have been working on his campaign that he's done an awful lot of work in recent weeks to curry favour with councillors whose support he will need. So he's put in the groundwork, and he seems really to be putting in the groundwork very quietly behind the scenes. Obviously, there's been stories, you know, that we've reported on, polling and research and stuff that he's carried out, but he hasn't said anything publicly, and that's in sharp contrast to some of the other candidates in the race, some of whom we've been speaking to in recent weeks.
Yeah.
But I want to ask you, Michael, I mean, is his entry into the race, is it a game changer?
I think it's, in a way, it would be a game changer if we didn't think it was coming, but it was expected for quite a long time. But I think, you know, the point you're referring to there about the preparation, that will reflect well in him as a candidate. Mm. Someone who puts their preparations in place, who isn't just tearing around the country, knocking on the doors of councils.
Turning up at council meetings and stuff.
Yes,
yeah.
We've never heard them before. He effectively has his nomination in the bag. There's no question about it. And I expect he will be able to magnanimously do like he did before, say, you know, there's loads of councils who want to nominate me. I want to open it up to somebody else, and therefore, please don't all nominate me, and sound like the person who's willing to, you know, not be afraid of getting into competitors in the race. So I think, he's a significant player. We know he's a very good communicator. We know he has experience. And I think the biggest learning experience he's had is shown by the way he's launched his campaign. No big media conference, stick out a video on social media and a press statement. And he stayed out of the media, as you said, during August. He didn't expose himself to forensic scrutiny for a whole month of what's called the silly season. Sinn Féin have learned that lesson from 2011 as well. Their candidate, probably Liane Riada, but you know, it's not confirmed. She won't be out till mid-September. So I think that's probably one of the lessons from 2011. Don't get out too early. Leave it late and avoid some of the intense scrutiny that was there in 2011.
If we look at the race at the moment, if we look at the candidates that are in the field, the ones who've really not done any media are Michael D. Higgins, the incumbent, obviously, Liane Riada, as you mentioned, who we expect to be the Sinn Féin candidate. Joan Freeman hasn't done any media interviews either, and now Sean Gallagher as well. Do you think in those four we are probably seeing the four strongest contenders for the presidency?
Yeah, I think Gavin Duffy, in fairness, is probably worth the mention as well. Another dragon. What is it with Dragon's Den and people who think they want to run for the presidency? You know, the suggestion, the Irish Independent, of another dragon, Peter Casey, being interested as well. So I think that is a strong field. I think, look, it's a very healthy thing. You know, maybe 5 or 6 months ago, people are talking about an automatic re-election for Michael D. Higgins, which I don't think would have been good for the country. I think a contest is always a healthy thing, certainly healthy for the Irish media as well.
Absolutely.
But I think it's good that we have that contest, and it's going to certainly engage people, because it's very clear it's about the people, the personalities. You know, they cannot talk about policy because the president doesn't have that power.
And do you think, I suppose, there's a lot been made of this sort of the easy ride that Michael D. Higgins got in 2011, that won't be the case this time around, that he's going to be asked about issues such as his support for Fidel Castro, for example, and other kind of socialist left-wing leaders in South America. And also, I suppose, that the amount of spending that the ORIS has undertaken in the last 7 years, that those will be questions asked to him. Just to go back to Gallagher, who we've been kind of talking about a lot through this podcast, what do you think are the sort of areas that weren't probed in 2011 that might come back in this campaign? I mean, I'm thinking, I suppose, maybe some of the business deals he might have done, but also you talked earlier about the Fianna Fáil connections. Will they come out again? Will he be perceived, given that Fianna Fáil aren't running a candidate, as the sort of the proxy Fianna Fáil candidate in this election?
I think certainly there will be the same questions again, saying, are you in effect the Fianna Fáil candidate in disguise, because Fianna Fáil aren't running a candidate? But you know, Micheál Martin, their leader, has said they're going to support Michael D. Higgins. So I suppose in a way, they, as a party leadership, they've laid out that position. But I think he's lucky in one regard. The toxicity that was there for Fianna Fáil in 2011, as we've seen, has waned. You know, memories are fading a little bit of that, so that won't have the same negative pull on him than it did certainly in 2011. So I think he has a sort of a fresh chance, but it's very difficult. Sometimes in politics, you get one shot at a thing, and if you don't make it, that's it. Same as in sport or in life generally. Mm. So it's still a big challenge for him to somehow. He narrowly failed the last. Well, he was narrowly going to fail based on the polls. In the end, Michael D. Higgins won comprehensively, but can he somehow get up that mountain? And that's still very difficult for him.
Just, we should mention, I suppose, a couple of the other candidates in the field, a bit more kind of left field candidates or right field, I suppose, depending on their political ideology. Gemma O'Doherty and Kevin Sharkey. Gemma O'Doherty, the former Irish Independent journalist, and Kevin Sharkey, the artist. Do you think either of them, for example, would have, or any other candidate who's emerged in recent days or recent weeks, has a chance of getting a nomination?
I think will be difficult for them, yeah, purely because of the crowded field. You know, if it was the case of it was just President Michael D. Higgins, nominating himself, and the likes of Gavin Duffy and Sean Gallagher out there for council nominations, then you'd say you might fit one other. But you've mentioned Joan Freeman and people like that who are also there. They're quite established, you know, and I think, you know, at most you might get one other candidate nominated through the council route along with Sean Gallagher. So I think realistic that makes it very difficult for them.
All right, well, on that note, 2 months to go, the election will take place on Friday, the 26th of October, and we have a lot of work to do over the next 2 months, Michael. That's it for this edition of the Post Podcast. We'll talk to you next time.